Lord be with you.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. People were bringing children to Jesus that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced the children and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord. We are people of life, and there are two different facets of the gospel of life, and it's this, is having a great love for children as well as unborn children. And we want to do all we possibly can to fight for unborn children. But the other side of the spectrum would be we want to have a great love and care for the sick as well as the aged. So the readings we have today, the gospel is for the children, but also the first reading which Eric read, which is the last part of the letter of St. James chapter 5, is how do we treat in a special way the elderly? And I had the privilege of knowing your father as well as your mother to a limited degree. And the beautiful thing is that how the, especially the Vasquez family, spent a lot of time and energy with Willie Baldo the last year or 2 years of his life, visiting, being present, encouraging, showing concern, showing love, and that's a really beautiful pro-life image, which Lalo has been doing on and off the past couple of years. So I think that God is very, very pleased with that, very pleased with that. And when you're dealing with elderly people, and we should bend over backwards to help out elderly people in the latter stage of their life. I think probably some of you know, about 2 years ago, I got a phone call from one of my brothers that looked like my mother was dying. So I got in a plane, and within 48 hours, I was on the other part of the country, New Hampshire. And she was very sick. So what I did was I heard her confession, I gave her the anointing of the sick, I gave her the apostolic pardon, I gave her Holy Communion, and then she got better, thanks be to God. But what I'm saying is that the real concern we should have for the elderly, and I think Lalo and Elvira could go into great detail, but what I know is that when he was dying the last couple of days before he's dying, that he was able to receive the last sacraments, and I think you prayed more than one rosary, right? You prayed a lot of rosaries, you prayed the chaplet of Divine Mercy, as he was surrounded by all of his loved ones, so it's kind of a beautiful story, how he was able to receive all the love and attention on a human level, but also on a supernatural level. So let's take that as an example that we should love the children. Jesus says, "Let the little children come to me." But at the same time, we should bend over backwards for the sick, the elderly, the infirm. because our modern society is trying to reject the child and promoting euthanasia, which means killing the innocent. So thanks be to God. And I think it's a good idea. My father died about almost eight years ago, and I'm still praying for him. So I think it's a good idea when people die not to canonize them. So it wouldn't be a bad idea if starting today we could actually offer a novena, which I'll offer today, 9 straight days in my Mass, the secondary intention I'll be offering for Willibaldo and Lalo and the rest of your family, that that if he's not in heaven, that he will arrive at his eternal destiny as soon as possible. And that when God calls us, that we'll be ready to enter the kingdom of God. Amen.